Shem Hitzfis or Hiksa Dabla Vazakhovim, if you set aside something for an Avodah Zarah, and then right away you change your mind, it doesn't help. Because here the svar is, it's a very chomedic thing to give away something to Avodah Zarah. So unless you really, really meant it, you wouldn't have said it. Like this we say, when people say something, they say it. But they still need a few seconds to think it over if they really mean it or not. Therefore, if they change their mind within Tech the Dibur, you can change your mind. But something so strong, like Avodis Kechovim, or like Kedushin, getting married, that's a double you mean clearly.
The Rashbam says, Shem Kiddush Isha v'fnei Edim, v'chozi on Tech the Dibur, levi matono liyap v'levi Kedushin and shermulay.
The guy first gives the ring to his wife and says, "Aleha Mekadeshesli." And then the next second he says, "You know what? I'm joking. I'm only giving you a present. I want it back." So, Laya Meklum, he can't be Chayzer. Since Kedushin is also a very strong thing, before a guy gets married, he thinks it over twice, at least. So therefore, when he went to marry her, he really meant it. In such a case, we say, Tech the Dibur, you can't retract. But otherwise, when you say Tech the Dibur, you have a right to retract. It's considered like one Dibur.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's no steering mishlokish. Take the dibur, then take it would help. If it's not the dibur, then take it doesn't help.
Let's just see the Mishnah. Ha'omer, somebody says, Ish ploini yirushenu b'mokom shiyesh bas. Somebody says, this man should yashin, the place where he has a daughter. So he once tells his friend Reuven should yashin him, even though he has a daughter. Or else he says, Biti tirushenu b'mokom shiyesh ben. A father has a son, but he says, I want my daughter to yashin me. The locher is, lo yom aklum. He said nothing, it's not worth anything. Why? Shehisna mashakosav Torah. That's a t'nai against what the Torah says. The Torah says, when you have a son, the son yashins. You can't give it away to somebody else. You can't give it to your daughter. And in the case where you only have a daughter, she yashins. You can't give it away to somebody else. Therefore, it's a t'nai of mashakosav Torah. The t'nai is botel. However, Rabbi Yechon Mabruka Raimer, Imamar Ami Sharor Li Yarshov, Dvorov Kayaman. If the father, let's say, has three sons, and all three sons is fit to get one chelik, so he says, now I want one son to yashin everything, that's okay. But the Ami Sharor Li Yarshov ain't Dvorov Kayaman. Let's say he says he wants his daughter to yashin everything, but Makam where he has sons.
So since the locher is the daughter yashins nothing, but Makam there are sons, so then, Leyama Kalum, then it doesn't help. We'll see in the Gemara why. Three olds in a case where the father has, let's say, only two daughters. So then both daughters yashin here. The father can say, I want one daughter to yashin everything. The father has three sons, and all three are supposed to get a part. And he says, no, I want one to get everything, then it helps. But if he says the daughter should get everything, Makam, he has a son, that's Leyama Kalum, that means nothing. Because since they're not a Bar Yerush at all, there it doesn't help. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding Daf Kuf Lamed by the Mishnah. Mishnah says again, Ha'ime ish pleni yirishenu b'mokrim shiyesh bas. If a man says that I want somebody to yashin me in the place where he has a daughter, or else biti tirishenu b'mokrim shiyesh ben. Or else the person says that I want my daughter to yashin me in a place where he has a son. So the Mishnah says, Lo yom aklum. What the person said means nothing. Why? Shehisna mashakosav Torah. He's going against what the Torah says. The person says, B'lashim Yerusha. We know the halacha is, if a father has a son, the son yashins. If the father has a daughter, and he doesn't have any sons, so then the daughter yashins. So the father says that he wants somebody else to yashin him, not his daughter. Where he only has a daughter, it's Layom HaKlum. Or else if he says that he wants his daughter to yashin him, where he has a ben, it's also Layom HaKlum. That's tonight, Keneged the Torah. And this now, Rabbi Yechanan ben Baruch Omer, that Im Omer Ami Shiro Li Yarshoi, Dvorav Kayamin. If the father set it upon somebody that's fit to yashin him, in other words, let's say a father has five sons, so in the rights of the law is all five of them yashin equally. Only if there is a b'chor, he takes an extra portion. But achutz from the b'chor, they all yashin equally. Yechon Mavruka says a father has a right to say, I want to give all the Yerusha to one son. Im Amar Amisha, Rorli Yashav, then Dvarav Kayam. But v'yami she'enu royer lo liyoshov, ein dvar of kayamim. If he says it upon somebody else, that he wants somebody else to yarshin him, then ein dvar of kayamim. Again, because Pashta is called a masna mashkos of batera, there it does not help. Yechon and Mabruka only says, if a father wants to give it to one of the sons, all his Yerusha, that he could do. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why. So more so like this. Taima, even in the Tanakama. Taima di acha b'mokam bas. Why does the Tanakama say it's no good? Because the father says he wants to give it away to somebody else instead of giving it to his own daughter. Or else, ubas b'mokam ben. Or else where the father says, I wanted to give the Yerusha to my daughter in a case where he has a son. That's where the Tanakhama says, Liyom HaKlum. Mashma, Hobein Bein Habonim. The father says he wants to give it to one of the sons. He wants to give all the Yerusha to one of the sons. Or else, Ubas Bein Habonis. In a case where he has only four daughters, and he wants to give all the Yerusha to one daughter. Mashma, Dvor Kayon. Mashma, even according to the Tanakhama, your father could do that. If so, the Gemara then Eima Seifa. What does the Sefer of our Mishnah say? The Sefer says that Yabirchim and Bruko Eimer, Imam Maral Mishur or Liyarshov, Dvor of Kayomim. The father says it upon one of his sons, somebody that's fitting to get at least a chelik of Yerusha. Now the father says he wants this person to yashin everything, it's okay. Dvor of Kayomim. So Gemara asks the question, if so, Haino Tanakama? Like, what's the difference between Yabirchim and Bruko? And the Tanakhama, the Chur, they're both saying the same thing, that this person, the father, says should yashin, if he's fit to have a chelik of the Yerusha, Dvor of Kayyamim. If he's not fit to have a chelik of the Yerusha, then ain't Dvor of Kayyamim. So what's the machlokes? So Moshe says, V'chi teme, maybe you want to tell me that Yab Yechinim ben Baruch, afilu acha b'mokim bas, u bas b'mokim ben komar. Maybe Yab Yechinim ben Baruch doesn't make any difference. No matter who it is that the father wants to give all of the Yerusha to, he has a right. Even if he wants to give it to somebody else, b'makom where he has sons, or else even if he wants to give it to his daughter, b'makom where he has sons, maybe still it helps. So and on that, the Tanakhama says no. The father can only give it to one of his sons, but not to somebody else. So Gemara says no, that can't be. But Tanya, we learn like this. That Rabbi Yishmoel Benoi, Shor Rabbi Yechonim Ben Baruch Omer, Rabbi Yishmoel, the son of Rabbi Yechonim Ben Baruch, said that Lenech Luku Abba Vechomim, that my father Rabbi Yechonim does not argue with the Chomim, Al Achar B'Mokim Bas, in the case when the father wants to give it away to somebody else, B'Mokim where he has a daughter, or else Obas B'Mokim Ben, in the case where he has sons. And he wants to give it away to his daughter, Shloya Maklum. That even Rabbi Yechonim ben Baruch holds, the father can't do that. Because since the daughter is not a Yerush, Mamokim there's a ben, it's Shloya Maklum. Ama Nechleku, where do they argue? Where clearly is the Machlaikis? This is the son of Rabbi Yechonim ben Baruch, Rabbi Shmuel himself talking. Ama Nechleku, where is the Machlaikis? Alabain Bein Habonim. The father says to one of his sons, that he wants to give all the Yerusha to one of his sons. Or else, Ubas Ben Abonis. He says to one of his daughters, he wants to give her all the Yerusha, but Mokum, where he doesn't have a Ben. Sha'aboyim, in such a case, my father of Yechonim Abruka holds, that Yersh, that yes, Dvar of Kayamim, since the son of the daughter would have Yashin anyway, partly, so now the father has a right to give them, to give that son or that daughter the whole Yerusha. And in such a case, even, the Chacham Leimrim, Lo Yerush, that no, the father cannot give away the Yerusha to one more than the others. He says, so Luchur, it's a kasha for now Mishnah. Like in our Mishnah, Shemashma, the Tanakhama holds, that Tanakhama, the Chacham, do agree to Yechim and Bruka. So Gemara says like this, if boy Simon one tells us, I can answer you like this, that me, the Kamala Nechlaku, true Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechim and Bruka, holds that. That his father does not argue so far, does not hold it, or does not argue nechomim, but maybe mechlal the Tanakam sadar nechluku. But I tell you not Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanakam himself, maybe also they do argue.
He'll hold note that Rav Yechim Ruch is matter even in the case where he's giving between us, he wants to give it away to an achar. And the Tanakam only holds the father could give it at least to one of the sons, or to one of the daughters, the Mokum within those sons. And what is Rav Yechim saying? That the father could give it to wherever he wants? True, Rav Yechim's son learns not like that, but that's only his son. But it could be the Tanakam, although not like that. That's Bamshat. Or else, the boy is saying, if you want, I can answer you, that Pshat Na Mishnah, will tell you, Kulai the Rav Yechim Ben Bruka, he. Our whole Mishnah goes according to Rav Yechim Ben Bruka. And really, the Chasura Mechzura, something is missing, Vochi Ketoni. This is the way it should be learned in our Mishnah, Vochi Ketoni. That Oimer Ish Ploini, Yerushani, B'mokim Shiesh Bas, if somebody said that this person should yash me, I know somebody else, not his children, but Mokum where he has a daughter, or else the father says, Bititi Rishenu, but Mokum she has been, that I want my daughter to yashem me, in the place where he has a son, L'yom HaKlum, you know, the father said nothing, it doesn't help. Mashma though, Hobas Ben HaBonois, or else Ubein Ben HaBonim, Imo Mayirish Kon Nechosta Dvorov Kayomim. The father says to one daughter, where he only has daughters, or he says it to one son. Even though he has a few other sons, then he wants to give all his nechosim to this one son or one daughter, then dvar v'kliyam, that's okay. Do you know why? Sh'Rabbi Yechanan Oimer, because Rabbi Yechanan himself says, Ema maram nishara liyashav dvar v'kliyam. The father says upon son, but that's fit, to get at least a part of his Yerusha, he has a right, we'll soon sing with Yeraisa, to give the whole Yerusha to that one son. And Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Yishino, Halochik Rav Yechon Ben Bruka, Vitaka Paskin like Rav Yechon Ben Bruka. Vecheno Marova, the same thing Rav also said, that Halochik Rav Yechon Ben Bruka, we Paskin like Rav Yechon Ben Bruka. Omer Rav, and Rav comes to explain, my time with Rav Yechon Ben Bruka, what's his reason? The Chura Yerusha is like Minash Shemayim, when a father dies, all the sons equal Yashin equally. Only Bechor gets two portions. Where do we see the father has the right to give everything, the Torah's Yerusha, to one son? So the Pshat is, Omakro, the Posek says, For Hoyo Beyoim Hanchiloi Esbonuf. The day like the father dies is called Hanchiloi. Doesn't say Neuchlin. When he dies, they take over. But Mashmer Beyoim Hanchiloi, the day the father himself gives away his Yerusha to his son. So as if HaTorah Nitna Rishus Liyav, the Torah is giving permission to the father, LaHanchil Chol Mishiyitza, that he has the right to give away his Yerusha to whoever he wants. That's Chan Nadirchen Ben Bruka.
Stavik Gemara says, O Malay Abaya, Sabaya stood back like Tarova. Ho Milo Yuchol Avake Navko. Through this same Chiddush we can hear from another Posik, that the Posik says by a Bechor, Lo Yuchol Avakir, that you cannot take away the Bechor from the Bechor. Mashma though, that from a Poshut you could take away the Koyach of Yerusha. Smor says no, Hu Mi Boile Likritanya. This Posik, Lo Yuchol Avakir, we need, like we learned. Likritanya Abachonan Omar Mishum Rebeleza. That Abachonan says over the name of Rabbi Eliezer, like this. Ma Talmud Loimah.